Open the door to savings with beautiful Mastercraft doors at Menards. Mastercraft steel entry doors add security and improve the appearance of your home. Choose from our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program online or in-store. Save big on Mastercraft doors at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence. Non-drogue.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yes, you are.
Crack it, boys. Crack it open.
Too late for that. You know,
I'm not even drinking beer tonight.
I'm not either.
What are you drinking?
Carbonated water.
Oh, you fucking pussy.
It's a sign of old age right there.
You are from Washington, aren't you?
It's flavored water. It's good, though.
That stuff actually
is pretty
good.
I didn't go to the store tonight.
So. Is that the HEB shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Lame excuse, Chris. Always have beer, okay?
Pretty good shit right there.
It is good.
What's cracking? What's happening? Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everybody. It's that hump day. You know what I'm saying?
It is hump day. You know, and I feel like Wednesdays are the weirdest days for news. Like, there's the strangest stories that always come out on Wednesday.
Weird Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Weird Wednesday.
Or Wild Wednesdays. You know what I'm saying? It depends on which way you're looking at it. You know what I mean?
Or, hey, maybe Weezer Wednesday.
Weezer Wednesdays. Yeah, dude.
The basis... of Weezer, his wife got shot today or yesterday, Tuesday.
Yesterday,
it happened on
yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, she got shot by the cops.
What a weird,
dang, dude.
What a weird situation it is too.
She's so stupid. I don't even know her, but that's just stupid.
You don't point a gun at a cop. So
and she wasn't even involved with the whole. I mean, she was momentarily.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So let's explain kind of what's going on here.
Yeah.
Okay. So from what I've read, cops got called for backup to chase down a bunch of hit-and-run people.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran into a neighborhood, right? As they're searching this neighborhood, they come across this woman in the middle of the street flailing a gun around.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's not what I heard.
That's what I read.
Mm-hmm.
And they told her, put the gun down. She refused to put the gun down. Then she pointed the gun at the cops, and they shot her.
Yeah, in the shoulder.
Got her in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I have an article, so we have pictures.
And then she fled into the house.
For 30 minutes.
They what?
Then she fled into the house after she got shot.
Oh, yeah? How?
I'm seeing
photos of her full spread eagle on the ground right
see,
here.
See, that's the thing, though.
I think that's when she got arrested.
Yeah, but...
Because she did come out later.
See, I heard... I don't know if you said this. You might have. But I heard that the guy jumped the fence into her yard... The bad guy, you know what I'm saying, who they're chasing. She came out with the gun to try to shoot the guy.
See,
and then
I didn't see the guy
took off. The cops came over the fence. She had the gun, and they said, put the gun down. And she said, no, I ain't fucking putting the gun down. Say it ain't so.
Right.
The gun will not go. You know what I mean? That's what she said.
I pulled up, New York Post had this article, and then they were citing the TMZ article, right? Mm. And so I went to the TMZ article, and it says that the California Highway Patrol and LAPD officers responded to a hit and run on Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
It happened on the freeway, and then it winded up through this Eagle Rock neighborhood of Los Angeles. The three suspects fled the scene on foot. One bailed out of his vehicle, climbed over a freeway embankment, and ended up on a residential street. And then the suspect stripped off some of his clothing, tried to blend into the neighborhood, but it didn't work. Cops were scouring the area. Officers went into the backyard of the house where the suspect had fled. Scott's wife, Jillian Lauren, emerged from the couple's house next door, gun in hand.
Yep.
And then this is where officers told her to drop her weapon, and the cops... said that she ignored her command or their commands, and LAPD says that she then pointed the weapon at the officers. That's when they fired and shot her in the shoulder.
Yeah, so it was in her backyard.
Shoulder boulder.
Now, see, here's the thing. Don't be stupid, right? Because here's the deal.
How wouldn't she even know what was going on? Was she watching this fucking chase on live fucking TV and noticed him jumping?
Dude, maybe she had a scanner.
Well, no.
She's like, I think she's into guns and stuff.
Well,
like,
she is.
She's that kind
of. She apparently has multiple like pictures and videos of her at the gun range. So.
Which is cool. All that's great.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, here's the thing. You're at your house. We hear it when we're on the show sometimes. Like cops, you hear the fucking cops, right? So she hears police sirens.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's going on? And all of a sudden, she's looking around her house, and this dude jumps in her backyard. And she's like, what the fuck? Get the gun. You know what I'm saying? The problem is the cop showed up, and you didn't put the gun down. It's not hard. You say, hey, man, I have the gun out because I don't know if this guy's going to try breaking my house. Fuck this guy. You know what I mean? You put that shit down. You say, hey, I'm good. I'm Weezer's bassist wife. You know me? You know?
Well, yeah, especially if the cops have no idea what's going on. They're like,
there you go.
They're looking for three suspects. We don't know what's going on. Now you come out of nowhere and you have a handgun. So it's like,
yeah.
Could have been bad for this. Listen, you got to be honest. It's shot in the shoulder. That's not a joke, man. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty close to the old Hardaroo. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Well, luckily, yeah, you're right. So she did. It says that she fled back into her house and then came back out 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
And that's when. It says Lauren and her babysitter emerged from their house with their hands up to surrender to the cops. So the babysitter got linked into this too.
Well, she was in the house, but they had to all leave the house. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
But I noticed that she got taken into custody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they charged her with attempted murder.
Yeah.
Well, she's already out.
I understand that. But where does the attempted murder charge come from?
Well, here's the thing. You got to see the body cam footage. But here's the thing. If you pull a gun, like you're getting ready to shoot her, depends on what she says, right? Like, get the fuck off my property, I'll shoot you. She pulls a gun up to shoot. They shoot her first. You could argue that's attempted murder. Now, is that going to stick? Probably not. But still, she's going to get some charges, man. You know what I'm saying? Actually, no. Oh, yeah. It's L.A., right? So probably not. Yeah, probably going to let her go because she's a celebrity's wife. Yeah,
well, I mean, probably. She's white, so
it's true that
she could get charged.
Well, she's a Weezer, so she's...
Yeah.
She's not going to get charged.
I don't know if she gets
charged. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Scott Shriner's going to be like, hey, yeah.
Yeah. And he'll come out and be like, Ellie is so stupid for charging my wife. So stupid.
Yeah. They're set to play Coachella this weekend. Mm. Weezer is. So
yeah.
I don't know what he's going to say on stage. Maybe like, man, fuck the police, man. The police brutality. They shot my wife for no good reason, man.
He probably says nothing. I don't know. I bet he says nothing, dude. He's probably embarrassed because she's the man of the house. You know what I'm saying? Which I respect it. You know what I'm saying? You have to have some testosterone in the house, and she's the one that has it. You know what I mean?
Well, can we pull up the article so we can see some pictures here, Chris? Yeah. Because this is what... I had no idea what she looked like.
Yeah.
And she wears those thick-rimmed black glasses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she also doesn't wear glasses. When she's not wearing those glasses and she's all glammed up, she's, you know, pretty decent looking.
Mm. She's got a lot of stuff done to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good picture of her.
Right there. Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But
where she's like all classy.
Look at the one at the range, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she actually is like less makeup, it looks stretched out and like she's got some facelifts going on and some.
Well, she's turning her neck, bro.
I know, but just look
at
her face.
I know what you're saying. Like,
look at her face, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
She's not a bad looking woman, you know?
How rich do you think Weezer is?
Probably pretty rich.
Probably pretty decently wealthy.
I bet they got some money. I mean, Weezer's been around for a while.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask Grok. How much Weezer money do they have? You know what I mean?
See, the problem is that Weezer money may not be much in the LA field, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're worth $5 million a piece. You know what I mean?
It's a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I
mean,
let's see.
There's some artists that don't have that money.
Did they ever catch the hit and run people?
Yes, they did.
Two of them, so two out of three are still out there.
The main guy, I guess. I heard that they later found him and arrested
him. So she could probably get charged with obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
They got away because of her.
That's true. Yeah, because they had to put all their focus on her.
Yeah, now they're dealing with this crazy bitch with a gun.
Damn.
And the guys that they were originally chasing are gone.
Well, do you guys want to take a gander on, like, how much the estimated value of Weezer as a whole is?
As a whole?
Yeah, this is a pretty big range, too. It's, like, it's not a precise number, because there's no, like, Grok doesn't know.
I'm going to say, go ahead, you go
first. Their whole catalog, like, what they're worth?
Just the net worth, rough range of their net worth.
Yeah, Weezer's collective worth as a band entity. Not just the members' personal fortunes,
yeah,
but Weezer collectively.
I'm going to say $200 million.
Wow. Mm. I'm going to go lower than
that. You're going to go lower?
Yeah, I'm going to say $20 million.
Okay. You guys were kind of extremes because it's between 50 and 100 million.
Oh. Well, I was thinking like their whole catalog. How many shows and concerts they do all the time? What are their songs worth? They're constantly used in radio, they're constantly used in TV and movies.
Right. Mm. Yep. Mm. Yeah, so it's like their tour earnings.
We were nuts.
Just the brand themselves.
I'm like 20, what's and you're what'd you say?
200?
Yeah, it's like 50 to 100, actually. It's
God.
Yeah, 50 to 100. I mean, it's like...
that's good money, dude. That's not bad money. Now, here's the thing.
I feel like for
River Cuomo,
big,
like the lead singer is estimated $35 million.
So it's mostly him.
That's his own net worth.
Yeah.
He probably owns most of the rights for the shit.
Maybe.
And is he related to Governor Cuomo? Let me take a look down there.
I don't know.
I'm River Cuomo.
I don't know, man. I mean, I've
never noticed that until now. I'm like, what? They have the same last name?
35 mil is impressive. Anybody that has 35 mil, you're like, that's a good amount. It's a very healthy living. However, that in LA is not nearly like the rest of the country. You know what I mean? Like, if you were 35 million and like you lived in buttfuck, you're fucking rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, because how much is a house? I was just watching, we were watching videos of like homes in LA, and it's like, 1,000 square foot fucking shanty, dude. It's like 1.2 million. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous how expensive some of this shit is. So, you know.
Well, wasn't one of those Rothschilds he burned alive in one of those shanty like LA houses? Wasn't that in LA or was it somewhere else?
Oh, I don't know if it was in LA.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was actually a 33 minute fire or something that.
I don't, that was like, that's actually like a pretty decent looking place though. That wasn't that bad. Wasn't that like a three-story kind of townhouse looking kind of unit kind of thing, sort of?
They were saying it was a little squalor for a Rothschild.
Well, he wasn't a Rothschild, like, though, remember?
Right, exactly.
It was in the Hollywood Baker. Hills.
Hollywood Hills, there it is.
The Rothschild guy.
Open that picture up. Let me look at that fucking shithole. You're right, Greg. It is a shithole.
Is it?
Yeah, it definitely is a shithole, dude.
I'm wondering if like the Rothschild, like he actually was a Rothschild, and they're like, we have to say that he wasn't a Rothschild because this is pathetic. A Rothschild, we can't have our name smeared on this shanty property. Ugh.
Yeah, that.
I mean, who knows what it actually looks like inside?
But the outside is a pretty good indicator on what the inside condition it probably is.
That looks like Betty and Mark, who's lived in L.A. for 95 years, and that's the house they've had since, you know what I mean? And everybody else got bigger, and they just kept their little rundown beater, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, look how compact it is next to the other.
I hate that though, man. Oh my goodness, I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're it's not like
literally no walking space.
Well, here's the thing. I get it. Like ours, you know,
that's weird right there. That picture.
Mm. I want to know what's under that thing though.
You know? Like, see that statue leaning up against the.
Yeah. That garage hasn't been opened in a while.
No,
that's something. Cool, that's like a. Like a Roman, like a Vatican, whatever type of statue. I don't remember what that is. But
he's holding.
Does it say?
He's holding foreskin.
It doesn't say what
that's
the
what
statue
it says.
Is. He's holding foreskin?
Yeah, dude. He just chopped that foreskin.
So he's a moil?
Yeah, dude.
He's a Jewish moil now. Okay.
Remember kissing the dick, dude.
He's about ready to suck that scrotum.
Yuck.
Yep. That house looks like it's a hoarder house. You know, you see on the, you know, like extreme hoarders. You know, like you have to give up the car. He's like, fuck you. I ain't giving up the fucking shit. I need that fucking dirty diaper. Fuck you. Yeah, it's pretty rough, dude. Pretty rough. Compact, though. Very compact.
Yeah, so this whole Weezer fire, or like Weezer, wow, fire. I guess gunfire. We'll see where it goes. She had this, it was non-life-threatening wound to the shoulder.
She'll be fine.
Right? It's just a little shot to the shoulder.
Yeah. No, could have been worse, though, man.
Wait, is there a Weezer album about to come out?
That's a publicity.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah,
that's a brave publicity stunt, bro. Like, can you imagine? Like, you're Weezer, and you go to your wife, and you're like, "Listen, I got an idea.
I need you to get shot.
Will you get shot by the police? Because we could sell 100,000 more records." You know what I mean? I feel like at this point, I gotta be real. I feel like at this point with Weezer, like you're a fan of them, or you're not a fan of them. You know what I'm saying? So like, you may get a little bit more bump, but like. I think you kind of figured out, like, do you like Weezer or do you not like Weezer? And you just don't buy the records if you don't. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think anybody actually buys records.
Well, I just mean even listen. Like, I don't even know
how that all downloads. Works.
Are you a fan of Weezer?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, they're old stuff. I only really liked the Blue Album and Plinkerton. Those were the those are the only two albums that I ever listened to and own.
Yeah, I'm certainly not gonna say I dislike their shit. They have some very good songs, man, no doubt. But like, as far as like my playability, it's I have to be like. Oh, I wonder what they said. I just like put it back on. Like,
yeah.
I feel like a little Weezer today, but that's rare, dude. You know what I mean? I'm just not a Weezer fan.
Weezer is the band when you're outside barbecuing and it's just playing in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Weezer comes on and you're like, oh, okay.
The sweater song.
Yeah.
Or if like, you want to destroy my
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's it is one of those.
Or what's that island song that they play? That's them, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got on
that's
a kick
off the
maybe,
Green Album though. I wasn't a big fan.
That's a good song.
Maybe like 2 months ago, I was with my wife's grandma at the house. We were just watching YouTube live bands and shit, and they popped on from like, what year was that album? What year was like the sweater song? That was like 1997. Was that around there?
I was gonna say like 1995, 1996.
Okay, so somewhere around there. But it was their first performance on like the late night show of that song, and. I was like, oh shit, let's see what they sound like. And they sounded okay. You know what I mean? But it was weird because they were one of those bands, they blew up. And a lot of people say they're the most overrated band of all time.
Overrated?
May 10th, 1994. That's 94. When the album came out.
Okay, so maybe it was like 95 or something. But when I was listening to them, I was like, it's a weird, when you go back and watch old videos of them performing, you're like, in that era, like there's so many bands that were so big. You know what I mean? Like just really big bands. And they just were like a weird mix, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't like grunge.
Yeah.
It wasn't like weird like Smashing Pumpkins and shit, you know what I mean? It was like this nerd rock. It was kind of a different thing.
And it was kind of a nerd. It was kind of like the same time as like the hipster thing started happening.
Kinda.
That's how their image was hipster. It was kind of like the nerdy hipster
was like early 2000s, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like
but I think he's saying that they kind of created that whole like
that
nerdy
that whole look was like
persona.
They were in the beginnings of that look and that like you know like turtleneck fucking big glasses and they're just like they're nerdy but they're cool.
It makes you wonder, like,
the thick frame glasses have like never gone away.
No,
you know what I mean. Happened. It's almost like they brought it back from the 1950s, and it just stayed.
Yeah.
Well, I think Drew Carey did that actually.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It's just, you know, like with bands, dude. It's one of those things where it's like, are they popular because they've just been around a long time, or are they actually good? Now, see, the thing is they have amazing songs. They have a couple phenomenal songs, dude. No doubt about it, right? But like when you go back and you start like looking, comparing the other bands of the era, like do you even put them in the top 10? You know what I'm saying? Because like right now, a lot of people are like, yeah, Weezer's, man, amazing, right? But like go back and like look at the bands that were prevalent then. And it's like, are they even a top 10? Really? Like in comparison to the grunge scene that was happening, I love Smashing Pumpkins, obviously, but like them. There was you even had like
the Stone Temple Pilots.
They're not
Stone Temple Pilots, dude. I mean, obviously the Pearl Jams and Nirvana's, all that shit. You know, Soundgarden's and the whole nine. But like, they were in that
ballpark. Just its own like it was its own flavor, though. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't quite punk rock,
like Blur.
But it wasn't quite like alternative either.
It was like college rock, like fraternity rock.
Yeah,
yeah. It was like you know, almost like like that pop, almost like pop rock. You know.
Kind of.
But then it kind of was like melancholy, slow, it's sad too, like
nerdy. It was just nerdy, dude. Like you listen to it and you're like, well, these guys have never been laid, and that's why they're creating this music. And it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
It was emotional. It was emo.
It was a little emo, dude. Yeah, it was
a little emo.
A little bit.
It was a little emo.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Huh? Either way. So
it was like passive aggressive emo.
Well, listen, what are the chances this case gets dropped? I think it's pretty high. I bet you.
100%.
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
They're gonna say, "Listen, you took one in the arm."
If Caitlyn Jenner can murder a dude with a car,
yeah,
she's not getting shit for pointing a gun at a cop.
Well, that's why she had a sex change.
That was after, wasn't it? I think it was after.
Well, I think that's why she went full like dick off.
You know? Oh,
I'm making that up completely, but
she
I'm just
dick off.
They're like, listen, Bruce. And he's like, not Bruce anymore. You can't charge me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I think. You know? That's what I think happened. He's like, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who this Bruce
legally
is.
Legally change his name?
And they say, well, listen, we got fucking traffic footage of you hitting him. And it's like, who's that guy? I'm a fucking female. What are you talking about? I got titties.
You know what, though? Happened. They need to introduce a law that's like, change your name, keep your wang. Okay? Because, like, if you keep the wang, we can still charge you. You know, like, come on now. You got to cut it off to avoid the charges.
Damn, that's rough, dude.
It is. But hey, you killed somebody, so that's fucking rough for them, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about life in prison or a removal of a dick, you might go with a dick removal. You know what I mean?
Might.
Oh, shit. Old Bruce. Bruce the criminal. Luckily, he's...
Damn, dude.
Yeah, luckily he's not Bruce anymore.
Yeah, she ain't... This Weezer chick isn't getting shit, dude.
She'll probably
slap on the wrist.
She may get some heavy fines or something, dude. And it comes down to really the actual case that led to this, right? Did they get charged, or you know what happens with them? Did she obstruct? Because I actually think that's a good point, Chris. That she did obstruct. They had to put their focus on this woman with the gun rather than the people running, and so they were able to get away while they were focusing on shooting this woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if it would actually be obstruction. It might be like something else.
I can see it now. Weezer's new album, ACAB. Coming fucking 2026. I'm just kidding.
That's the front of the album.
Dude, just her bloody fucking shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
She's just bleeding out on the driveway there.
Yeah. They say something real like politically woke, like we understand what it's like to be black now or something like that. You know what I mean? We understand the cops. Oh, God. We're one of you now. We get it. You know what I mean? Or something like that. They'll say something stupid. They just seem like very woke ass people. I got to be honest with you.
Maybe.
Maybe not. They just seem like it, though.
I don't know.
Stereotyping, dude. You know what I mean?
I mean, she is very into guns, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. We'll see. I just think, you know, if you're living in Hollywood, if you're in a band.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, if you're in a big, famous band, I just think, like, I get Green Day vibes where you've got to be, like, political at your concerts. You got to be like, I don't want to be an American Idiot MAGA fucking, you know what I mean?
Oh, listen, I will say this, okay? Let's give them some credit. From what I have seen of their live performance, it doesn't seem like they go that route. You know what I mean? Like compared to other bands like Green Day. Green Day is a good example, and there's many others that are outright over the top with it. But
Rise Against.
Maybe. Yeah, Rise Against. Ooh, yuck. But either way. So maybe they just want to avoid it. That's fine. But they're going to have to comment on this. Like they have to, right? Like they're going to have to say something.
They won't.
They're going to get asked about it.
They won't.
They're going to go to Coachella. And they're going to have interviews, because they always do at Coachella. The bands get interviewed by all the people there. And they're going to say, hey, so your wife was shot by a cop. What do you have to say? And what are they going to say? Like, we love the police. They were just doing their job. They ain't going to say that shit, dude. Come on, man. They're going to be like, she was just defending her home.
They won't even ask, dude. They won't even ask them.
I bet you they do.
Nah.
It's too juicy. You know what I mean?
Does Weezer play at Coachella?
Yeah.
Yeah. This actually says right down in the article that they're getting ready to go play this weekend or this month, something.
I don't know. Fucker.
If it was me, I'd make a joke out of it. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
I'd make a joke out of it, and I'd play off that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, every house needs a man. You know what I mean? Something like that. You know what I mean? Every home needs a husband.
But can you imagine, like, if you walk outside to protect your house or something, you don't even know what's going on at this point. If you're her, you walk outside with a gun to protect your house, and you're the one that ends up getting shot. But
yeah, but what would
well,
you
that's
do?
The way she's, it's probably what happened. But like, put the gun down once you see the cops.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Dude, if you did that, which is a very reasonable thing to do, I'm being honest, right? Like, it's reasonable to say like somebody's on my property, I'm gonna go check this shit out.
Yeah,
but then when they show up, you have a responsibility to like lay that shit down. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, the police are here. I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, they got it from this point. You don't just start fucking. It's like that Shane Gillis skit. The Shane Gillis skit, dude, where he's sleepwalking.
Put the gun down. I got this, you guys.
Dude, have you watched that shit? Did you ever watch
Marvel? I watched the little skit of him,
Oh, my God. So good, dude. Shane Gillis has a great skit where he's like sleepwalking. He's a police officer. And somebody says, hey, somebody's breaking into the house. And he pulls a gun out and starts like aiming it at fucking people. That's her, man. Not knowing what's going on.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That was entirely too much time on Weezer, though. I got to be honest with you.
So, Weezer, Good luck. You know what I mean?
Good luck, man.
Whatever your name is, Julian or Jillian, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she'll be fine.
They got the money. They're good.
Yeah. There was another article that I brought that was kind of interesting, talking about the Garden of Eden.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a scientist who's making this shocking new theory where it's kind of a provocative new theory. Very provocative. He's going to provoke some emotions here. Now, I guess the Garden of Eden has been suggested to be in Iraq. But this guy is saying he's thinking Egypt. Right? He's Dr. Konstantin Borisov. He's a computer engineer. Is shaking up the biblical geography. Whoa. With a study published in this journal claiming that the famed paradise where Adam and Eve once frolicked may have flourished on Egyptian soil.
Hold on.
And isn't this interesting? Like, right, like after we get this whole, like, underneath the pyramid, there's these columns. There might be something underneath there.
That's what he's saying. He's saying it's under the towering shadow of the Great Pyramid of Giza. So it's under. Or is he saying it's like it's in that same area, or he's saying it's maybe underneath?
Like in the shadow of, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, that's a twist of the wording of the
author. I read that wrong. I read that as he was suggesting it was under the pyramid.
Right. So the Bible describes, so this is his theory, right? The Bible is describing a river flowing out of Eden that splits into four branches. The Gihon, the Pishon, the Tigris, and the Euphrates.
Yeah.
And scholars have assumed that this was in Iraq because Iraq has the Tigris and the Euphrates. But Borisov, he is claiming that the ancient rivers could also correspond to the Nile, Euphrates and the Tigris, and the Indus River. Okay. And he's looking at a map from around 500 BC, and he's claiming that it becomes apparent that the only four rivers emerging from the encircling Oceanus are the Nile, Tigris, Euphrates, and Indus, he wrote in this paper. And he's not stopping there. The scientist claims that the sacred tree of life itself, said to bear fruit that grants eternal life, once stood near the Great Pyramid.
Huh.
He believes that the pyramid's internal structure even mimics the shape of a tree. Damn, bro. How does the pyramid...
I don't know.
I guess the internal structure is kind of
maybe
pointy.
Like the shafts,
like narrow, you know, like a Christmas tree.
The shafts inside kind of look like branch limbs.
I've seen nothing of the pyramids that look like a tree.
No, if you look inside, like if you were to cut it in half, like the all the air vents and stuff look like there's like the center, you know, like the trunk would be like the the tomb, and then all the little things coming off would be tree branches, I guess.
Well, and Chris, when you draw a Christmas tree, you basically draw a triangle, right? And then you have a stump coming out the bottom of it. So that's kind of what they're, I think they're saying. But he was saying it cannot be overlooked. He wrote, the charge particles in this simulation are arranged in a way that creates several parallel branches extending outward from the center line, creating a tree-like representation. And I'm like, what? I don't really understand that.
It doesn't look anything like it.
Now that I'm looking at it.
No.
But he was pointing to simulations from the 2012 where you had this king's chamber showing charged particles clustering in the peak of the monument, producing this light phenomena that resembles a glowing tree. Have you ever seen that?
Well, I mean, no. I guess if you really wanted to look at this, I mean, it could be like a tree, the spot right here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I feel like that's a reach.
What's he talking about? Like, he said, while emitted from the pyramid, the charge particles collide with neutral nitrogen and oxygen atoms, leading to their ionization, resulting in the release of photons, predominantly in shades of purple and green. And so this is the tree, quote-unquote, simulation. And there's five distinct branches, just like five layered beams in the pyramid relieving chambers.
Is he talking about something being released from the pyramid?
Yeah, he's talking about, like, light. Like, all these charged particles going up towards the top of the pyramid and creating, like, this blue or purple and green color.
Look up mysterious pyramid lights to see if something pops up with that.
Right.
This guy sounds like he's making shit up. I gotta be honest with you.
Well, it was simulations from 2012 that modeled the pyramid's king's chamber. showing charged particles clustering at the peak of the monument.
So is he talking about like the whole idea that it's a power supply and they had all this liquid and that's what it would have possibly done?
I don't know. Honestly, I've never seen this simulation, so I don't know what he's talking about, but hopefully we can find it on like X or something. But he was saying to bolster this theory, Borisov turned to ancient texts and medieval maps, including the 13th century Hereford Mappa Mundi, which shows a circular earth ringed by a mythical river called Oceanus. At the map's top is, quote, paradise, unquote, nestled beside the river's edge.
Huh.
And there's the picture in the actual article, Chris. Look at this map, dude. This map is wild. That's what they thought the world was?
Not a good guess. I'm just, you know what I mean? It looks like a map in a video game, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I can't see you guys. It's frozen on my end.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Yeah, it's doing some glitching thing on my end here. Where I'm raising my eyebrows. I look very excited.
You're not frozen on this end.
Can you guys see me at least?
Yeah, you're not frozen at all.
Yeah, you're good, man.
Okay. Well, hey. I will see what I can do because... I mean, it's frozen for me, so hopefully it's not frozen on YouTube, but hey. Oh, there we go. Okay, I'm back.
Right. Yeah, that looked like a, I don't know, like if you were to, like, they make maps of, like, the Hogwarts land world or like a Game of Thrones world, like, the maps that they make for those.
That was like Disneyland, dude, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's like the map of Disney World, you know what I mean? Here's this world over here. And Magic Kingdom, you know what I'm saying? Animal Kingdom's on this side. Listen, my question is, I don't know if I buy that anyone knows where any of this shit is. I just don't know how. I don't know how you would come. I understand that they give you kind of these clues, but like the earth has changed a lot. You know what I'm saying? Quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not real sure. Even looking at like, what was it? The map was like 500 BC. He was looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's an old map, man. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, even if they found it, like, if they were for sure, like, God himself spoke and said, this is...
Here it is.
This is the 100-foot by 100-foot area where Adam and Eve were...
Nah, I bet it was bigger than that.
Well, I don't know. But you know my point. Like, this is where the snake was. You know what I'm saying? This is the apple right here. It would just be sand. You know what I mean? It would just be like, I guess people would want to be there just for... the sake of it, you know what I mean, like that it's a kind of like a holy area, but
well, I mean, that would be,
I don't know.
I mean, that would be the only significance of it is to be like, this is where it all began. It'd turn into a tourist destination is what it would do.
I mean, I don't know, you just go there and you're like, all right, you know what I mean? Oh, this is the spot, you know what I mean? Like,
but what if they did find it and there's actually still like residual magic maybe. Powers that are there. They're still like godly, otherworldly, like.
See, the thing is,
there's still fruit on the apple tree, and you, if you eat it, you become a genius.
But see, if there was still a tree that produced apples, that would be worth seeing. You'd be like, damn, this is the tree. You know what I mean? Like, that would be something, right? But like, when we went through Roswell, obviously I like aliens, you know? And it's like, we could have went to the crash site. Right, because there's like a sign there that says this is, you know,
this is where.
But my thing was like, I'm gonna be looking at dirt. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing. Like, there isn't like a crater where it landed. There's nothing. It's just, here's the spot. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, so this been blown over for 56 years with other dust. It's not even like the same shit. You know what I mean? It's just like, maybe. There's no significance to me on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think like. It's hard to prove things in the past, right? Like, so, like, Garden of Eden, obviously, part of the Bible. If you believe in the Bible, you think that there was obviously a physical Garden of Eden.
For sure.
But, I mean, obviously, the Bible could be fake. Like, that's an open possibility. We have to admit that. And then also, like, the Garden of Eden could just be a metaphor for something. right? Yeah, a place where all purity exists, and it's like, you know, did we ever have that on Earth? I don't know.
Well, I just, in my head, I think, like, listen, if you believe in that, right, which I think there probably was something to it in some form or another, I just don't know that finding out where it is changes anything to me, you know what I mean, or somebody. It's like, okay, if you believe it, then you believe the story and you believe that it existed, but really doesn't matter if it still exists. That's just a piece of the you know what I mean? That's kind of just a piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I think they're mixing two stories that are like, we don't understand any of it. Like, we don't understand how the pyramids were built. Well, at least like the mass majority of us do. I feel like somebody knows how the pyramids were built, but like, you have these two stories combining because they're both mythical. They're both like, whoa, the pyramids are actually there. It's a physical thing. So you can like tie like a biblical story to it to make it even more real, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it would change religious history if they found it exactly where it was, depending on the location. Like, if it was somewhere completely different than where they thought it was to be. That would change the story a lot. That would change like where they went, when they traveled. Like, it would change like.
But my thing is like, is it relevant? You know, like, is that, and that's the same thing I think with the Bible in general, personally, right? Like, is Egypt that
far off of Iraq?
No, it's not.
It's not that far off. So I mean, it wouldn't change it that much.
No, but I just mean like, I don't know that I value those small details as much as I value the bigger detail of like the message. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really like personally particular of like, oh, that's where Eden was or that's where it was. Like, I don't really care. Like, I'm just like, oh, it existed. It doesn't matter if it was here in Iraq or here in Egypt. What does that change? You know what I'm saying? It's not like
right.
I don't really know that changes anything. Now, if they would say like, hey, we found Eden and it's in America, that'd be like, whoa.
Okay. Well, there.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is some holy land. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I don't know if the descriptions still line up, it wouldn't matter. But I guess if they were to find its location and it didn't match anything that the stories were telling, then you got to be like, okay, how much of this is actually?
Yeah, but it's like.
But how do you even prove
that the earth has shifted and changed and all this other stuff? Like, where there were rivers, there may no longer be rivers. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it also is like, is it accurate of like how long ago the earth was created? Because you know the earth was made in 7 days, and you know blah blah blah. Like, that may not be true. That may be that the earth was created much longer, and the times are off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's what I find so fascinating. It's like these old maps. You know what I mean? Like a map of from 1300 or something, or 1300 years ago, like somebody's creating this map. And how did they think about this? Like, how did they know where to draw these river lines, and why did they draw just a big circle? You know, it doesn't make sense. You know, it's like, I guess that's their belief. It's like, we're just kind of stuck with these thoughts that these people didn't know how to travel. They didn't really know how to communicate with other people on the perimeters of their locations.
Yeah.
But the theory of a boat was like very, like later in evolution.
Not you know really. I mean? Cause like, I mean, even now they're, the more they research, the more they find out shit about history. It's continuously proving that kind of technology and that kind of capability keeps getting pushed back farther and farther and farther. So maybe they did have boats and they had all that fucking shit way farther back than we even thought.
I mean,
they're finding discoveries of people being in parts of the world where they never thought they should have even been at all.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, Alaska and Russia are very close together. I mean, you can actually, it's like a 2 mile radius. There's like two islands.
Yeah. And
those are kind of weird island names too. Like, but that area right there is very shallow and I mean, very doable in a boat. I mean, you could do like that boat to the island, that island to into the next island, then island to mainland Alaska.
But see, that's assuming that you know where to go. Like, cause see, we're looking at this from an idea that we've seen what we consider to be logical maps that are accurate, right? If you're putting yourself in a position where you don't know, it's far enough away that you're not necessarily going to see it, right? So if you don't actually know that it's right there, and we see this in modern times where like a ship or a person who's lost will walk 50 feet away from a road that would have saved their life, but they continue to walk in the wrong direction, or they just miss the trail, or something happens, right? And you see it with boats that get lost and other things. So they could have went out into the ocean, and all they got to do is hang too far right or too far left, and all of a sudden they're just going in the ocean. You know what I mean? Like, they're missing the whole fucking Alaska right there. It's like
Bermuda Triangle.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if you don't know where to go, it's not shocking. You
navigate by stars, bro.
Yeah, but
I mean, for a long time, they were pretty fucking accurate and got where they needed to go all the time.
I know, man. You're navigating.
It's always the same. You know what I mean?
To what?
It never moves.
That's my point. Even if you were going off the stars, you're like, we're gonna. You don't know that, like, there's something there, and so you're just like, well, which direction do we go? And they're like, let's go that way, and you just go, and you could have just missed the, you know, the findings of what that was. You know what I mean? And the other thing to be
land
honest,
is beneath the brightest star.
Yeah. Boats are not safe. They never have been safe. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not just like, let's get in this boat and we're going to go. The likelihood that you were going to die from a disease or die from, like, getting lost or having your ship sunk or something was, like, high. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, it's not like it was, like, even if you could and you had a boat, you're like, that's why I respect, you know, like Columbus and all the other explorers that went out in the ocean. It's like, bro, you don't even know if you're coming back. You don't know what you're running into. It's a scary fucking process.
Saying. Maybe they did know they're coming back. Maybe the information is way more prevalent than we thought it was.
Maybe, sure.
Because, like, there's maps from 500 BC. Maybe those aren't just made up fucking shit that they think, oh, maybe there's a river here. Maybe it was actually explored at one time.
No, I think it was
way
explored.
Way before, and they made maps off what they remember, or as they were going even.
Oh, we're talking about the same thing. My point is at some point there had to have been a first. And I'm talking about the first few. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would have been like, I don't know what we're going to see. I don't know what we're doing. We might fall off some, you know, no one had a clue. You wouldn't have a clue, right? Mm-hmm. If you were just dropped on Mars, or, you know, a water planet that had islands and shit, like, you wouldn't even know where to begin. You would just be like, let's just go, and, like, we're gonna hit something, you know, eventually.
Yeah, can you imagine just, like, staring out at the ocean and saying, hey, pick a direction.
Yeah, and
let's just go.
There's that, and there's also, like, how far is that? Like, am I gonna be on this shit for months, years? Like, you don't even...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be scary. Like, legitimately frightening.
Have been, like, obviously, I'm not no fucking... sailor.
Yeah.
But they had
you to sounded have, like a sailor right there.
Sailor.
I'm not no fucking sailor.
They had to have had Shiver something cuz they're not going to like prepare for enough food and supplies to do this fucking trip. And then all of a sudden the land that was supposed to be there isn't there and now they have no more resources.
They did it
to
all
get
the time.
Back and then the whole crew and everyone just dies.
They did it all the time.
They didn't no way.
Yes way. Absolutely, dude.
I understand there's, like, shipwrecks and people die.
No, crew,
stuff,
like,
but, like,
crews die.
They would just die. Be out there, and then all of a sudden, well, it's not here.
No, there wasn't.
And now we're just all going to starve to death.
There wasn't necessarily, oh, it's not here, because they weren't looking for an it. They were just like, let's go, and let's see what's beyond the grave. Think of this. Like, think of
I think they were looking for a land.
They were
like,
looking
there wasn't
for
there,
land.
Like, a promised land type of thing
yes.
before?
Yes.
You know, why did Columbus? Well, I guess Columbus was looking for India, right? That's why you call everybody Indians.
My point is they were obviously
hoping to reach
land. I
think they already knew it was here.
There's something weird about America, like the land here.
There's several people that have been proven to land here and hide fucking, just like the fucking show I watch all the time.
That they've never found anything.
Yes, they have found shit, dude.
No, they planted
shit. They've proven multiple different civilizations.
Tell people what you're talking about.
The show Oak Island, the Spanish people, the Spaniards, the fucking all kinds of different fucking civilizations have already been on this continent.
I was waiting for him to say something that he shouldn't have said, like
what?
The Chinamen.
No, there's no Chinamen.
Oh.
No Chinamen.
Okay. Yeah, because you were saying like the Spaniards.
Spaniards.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to.
Spaniards and like
okay,
fucking.
But hear me I wanted you to say
ancient
because.
Ancient Mexican people. Like
ancient Mexican.
Aztecs or something?
Like all those there's treasures and like different things that they've found here that were way before fucking Columbus and shit. Way before.
Well, yeah,
like hundreds of years.
Yeah, there was definitely people.
They're traveling here all the time. That means they knew it was here before they got here. It wasn't, we're going to go to India, and all of a sudden they land here, and they're let's
Columbus,
just live here.
It's already known that, like, Columbus didn't discover America. Like, that's a known fact.
Yeah, but I don't think he mistook it for a whole different fucking continent.
I think that's what he did. I mean, isn't that in the journals that they thought that they were going to India, and he landed thinking that that's
what that's the story that they tell us.
I know, but isn't there books? I'm pretty sure there's like diaries that he had written and books that he had written about the journey. I'm pretty sure. Either way, it doesn't really disprove anything. My point is like, to Greg's point, they were looking for other areas. But my point is like, when you're looking out in the ocean, as Greg said, you're just going to go until you find an area. Like, that's the exploration. That's why they were amazing, right? Because they were like, let's just go until we run into something. I guarantee there's more out there. And that's what they were doing. They knew that there was probably something there, but they didn't know where to go. They just were going to land on whatever they landed on. Like, that seems like what it was. I don't know if there's aliens guiding them. You know what I'm saying? Or like some higher power.
No, there's not aliens guiding them, but I bet they already knew that there was land here.
But who would have told them there was already land here?
Past civilizations. Mm-hmm. That's where they get their history from.
Okay,
they weren't just the first fucking people that traveled to Earth.
Well, that's maybe, man. I don't know. Somebody was the first, right? You'd have to agree with
Adam
that.
Adam and Eve.
Well, I don't know if they made it.
They
for
started walking, and they're like, "Oh, this is here. Let's write this down."
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just feel like I think people
documented where they would go, and like, "Oh, we've never been here before. Let's take this back and tell people, hey, we went to here, and there's this weird fucking animals and stuff."
Yeah,
I think that's maybe from other cultures they interacted with, right? Other people came to Europe. Other people came to, like, I feel like continents used to intermingle a lot more. I mean, maybe not more, but like, it was different. It was like personal. You had to walk and go talk to somebody face to face. You couldn't call them on the phone.
Yeah.
You couldn't write a mail letter, right? You actually had to walk and go somewhere.
There was a lot more nomadic traveling.
Yeah. So you had like stories. Like, there was a lot of stories back in the day, right?
Yeah. And people just like, I don't think everyone just stuck in one place and that's just how it was. I think the people were always traveling, just like they are now.
Yeah, I think that there was definitely travel, man, for sure. I don't know about water travel. I don't know if there was. I'm not sure that there was. And even if there was, even if there is at some point somebody made some rickety boat and actually made it to where they wanted to go or made it to another land, right? You have to do that journey again. You know what I'm saying? Unless you just stayed. And if you just stayed, then the people that you left were just like, wonder what happened to Bill. It's been 20 years. Where did he go? And they're like, he probably died in sea, and he's over in America chilling. You know what I'm saying? But the problem is those people didn't have the same means of communication. They wouldn't necessarily know that you ever even made it to anywhere. So, like, you weren't relaying a message back maybe that's why some of the other, like the famous explorers that we know of actually did go back, you know what I'm saying? And talked about where they had been. And people
I think Columbus, it wasn't just like a one trip thing. I think they actually made several trips back and forth before they actually like settled and like, this is America.
That's what I'm talking about though. They were the ones that we talk about because they actually did relay the message that there was something else out there. I'm not sure if that happened before. That's what I'm trying to say, right? Or if they would have just landed and said, this is our new place, and that's why you get the stuff that you're talking about, Oak Island.
Mm-hmm.
They landed there, and they made it home. They made it their place, and then they died. And so future people were like, hey, let's land here. Oh, looks like somebody had been here before, but, you know, it's mine. You know what I mean? And they have stuff there. But was that relayed?
Well, I wonder what, like, the maps of Native Americans looked like, you know?
Look it up.
And like ancient Mexican civilizations, as Chris was talking about, like, or even, you know, who lived in Canada? Native Americans still. And then just French people, we came over.
No, I don't know about the French, but those natives were definitely in Canada. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like the French Revolution, you know, here in America, like, I feel like the French soldiers just went north.
Yeah.
And then that's like, they just settled in Canada.
Yeah. They said something like, hey, where's the line? Where's the American line? Like, we're going to go right beyond that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's
okay,
why
okay.
you get Toronto.
We're going to stand here and watch you.
Yeah. Is this Native America? See, these are maps.
They're
of,
all just like have our states and all shit on.
Well,
them.
These are
like,
this
oh,
is
this
almost
is what they called them
territories. This is like Native American territories of the United States. Ancient.
Yeah, I want to see one that's drawn by Native
Look
American.
Look at ancient cultures. Native American map. Look at that ancient Native American map. Just look up maps. Don't take off North America, and just see if like we can see like that maybe it's a region or something. You know.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I ain't seen it.
See, it's like, why is there no history? Like all Native Americans, their history has just been
they
erased.
Just did it by memory.
Well, so I'll say that. Maybe both on you're both right on this, but here's the thing: we do know that Native Americans passed down information because they were so close knit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was very close knit, and they shared information with their tribes. Maybe that's what their thing was. Maybe they're like, we don't need to write this down; we can pass it on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe that's an idea. Maybe not.
Or like cave drawings or something. You know, like do
cave
something.
Drawings?
But or do like some sort of carving on a rock or on a tree or, you know, leave something where it's like indicative of, you know, this is how we got, I don't know, like I mean, you would feel like you need to write something down, right? Like
you would think, but is that, see, my question to you would be, is that because we're in the time that we're in, you know what I'm saying? Like, did they feel, because they did have art, they did have beautiful art, you know what I'm saying? And they had things that they expressed as like animals and in their clothing, they had stuff. But, like, maybe maps wasn't something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because, like, map trace. Well, it's just navigation. Like, how do you know where to go to get the food every winter? Or, you know, not winter, but, like, spring, summer, you know.
It says, yes, Native Americans developed their own forms of maps and mapping traditions, often using natural landmarks, travel times, and important locations to navigate and understand their territories. Here's some right here, dude. Right here. Indian maps. I see one right here.
Send it to me.
Just look this up. Did Native Americans make maps? Just look that up. And here's a map. And I don't know what that it's. That one looks a lot like electricity. It looks like a like a new metal band logo.
Oh yeah.
See did Native American?
Huh.
Look up photos, man, it's totally different than what you.
It's
what I have.
You use Google.
I know it's weird how I use Google and actually get Indian maps, and you guys are on some foreign shit, and we get nothing. Here, look that
foreign
up.
Shit, isn't it? What are you on, Brave, Chris?
Indian
I'm
maps
on
mapping.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, DuckDuckGo.
Indian maps mapping and geographic knowledge.
Mm.
What side are you on?
Just, it's okay. We don't have to, like, look at it. But just, that's what we figured out that they had their own maps. But, like, why are they not public knowledge and, like, everybody has seen it? You know, like, we live here. We live on this continent. Isn't it interesting to know, like, that type of history? Like, we're so obsessed with American history, but, like, shouldn't we be obsessed with the history of the land? You know, like, what has this land gone through? Because, like,
I sent it
just
well,
like for geographical
when we try
changes
to find,
and whatnot.
When we try to find out, they end up closing it and they don't let you see, like, the ancient caves and the Grand Canyon. No one's allowed there.
But there's other places where it was, like, heavily populated by Native Americans. And it's just, I guess there is a lot of stuff that I could find out. I just have to go digging. But it shouldn't be that hard. You know what I mean?
What's funny
it
is this
be
map.
Taught in school,
so. This map that they're showing is definitely not Native American, though. You know what I mean? You can just tell. Yeah, you can tell that's not Native American. That is definitely like some English fucking shit. You know what I mean? Look at that. Put it up for Greg.
Ooh, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Mathematician Thomas Harriot and artist John White were among the first English colonists settled in Roanoke Island in 1585. So Roanoke. They created this map.
And until they disappeared mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here you go. If you scroll down or go back to the images, there's an actual map drawn by an Indian of the Mississippi. Nah, you're not going to find it. It's not a very good map, though, guy. I got to be honest with you. It's not the best map I've ever seen. It's got coffee stains all over it and shit. It's very, I'm looking at it, but what it is it's not.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, it's not detailed. It's just kind of like, here's some lines. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are what, you know, the perimeters of this are. It's, and that's just one guy. Maybe he's the worst map drawer of all time. And, you know, he won the award for the dumbest Indian. You know what I'm saying? He just, don't show Mark's fucking maps. He's terrible, you know?
It won't open.
Oh, weird. See, they are hiding information from us.
Well, yeah, that's, I don't know, man. I just wonder. I wonder what's going on there. You know, because like, why are there always curses on Native American burial grounds?
I don't know that there
curses
actually
on just everybody's burial grounds.
I don't know. Maybe they're not actually cursed, or maybe just their belief system that they believe that like when they pass that their body should not be messed with. You know what I'm saying? So like planting something on top of their burial ground would be, you know, kind of against the rules, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's usually where, like, ghosts, adventures, ghost hunters, all these things happen, you know what I mean? You get people reporting strange sightings over these Native American burial grounds. Yeah. Certain businesses won't even build their properties over burial grounds because of the superstition, right?
Well, you just said it, though. Superstition. You know what I mean? Like, but how much?
There's something weird about it, though.
Well, sure, but it's like... If you disrupt,
Ranch?
Yeah. I'm just saying if you disrupt, especially a very like religious group, you know, that they have their own belief system and they're very into like the spirituality of everything, like, and they believe that they should not be disrupted and we're disrupting it, then maybe that's their belief system, is that they will come back and fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
No? But who is it? I mean, was it Whitney was talking about? On our show where she was saying like cemeteries generally aren't that haunted because like you're laid to rest and you've made it to the next place and you're not there anymore. But right. We kind of have a superstition that these places are all extremely haunted and they may or shouldn't be, but in theory they should not be.
Well, unless they do some kind of burial ritual that would keep them there.
Sure. Right.
Sure.
Yeah. And maybe it's a revenge type of thing. Like, hey, white man, you came and stole my land. I'm going to come back and fucking kill you. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
If you're a ghost, can you choose to haunt or not?
I don't know if anybody if has that answer, you know.
That's the question, dude.
I think there's something like in our DNA too that like just like the Indian culture, the culture around it and stuff, like we have just instilled in us that they are like higher beings, you know what I'm saying, or like have a higher like spirituality to them and are more grounded human compared to what we are, what they were back in then. And you know, there's a lot of people get offended because you have modern people talking about like, no, like Indians were savage as fuck too, you know what I mean, like we were savage, everybody, they were savage was. Like they weren't better, worse, or any different. They were just, it was just a different style, you know what I'm saying, of things, but they weren't necessarily more of this or more of that. And I do believe that they definitely as a people seem to be more spiritual. There was something more to it, like they were more into the earth, but for like sure. I don't know if that's just
were
like,
they the first hippies, you think?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Native Americans,
yeah, hippies are just kind of like, yeah, what's that called, you know, when you steal somebody's culture?
Oh. I think hippies were more, I don't know.
No, I'm with Greg,
they,
dude.
They weren't as, I don't think they were as serious. Like, I think the Indian culture actually believed, like, this is fucking how it is. There is no other way.
Well, and I'm just saying, just like, the hippie
free,
life.
Of, one, hey, man,
peace, love.
No, I think,
but
I,
you know,
think
what?
On to something,
I think
dude.
there's a lot more structure in, like, Native American culture. Yeah, because it's like ceremonial ritual, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But as far as, like, wanting to be one with the earth and like be natural, you know, like the old school hippies. Well, see, it depends on when you're going, I guess, really, because they just want to get high. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're just getting fucked up.
But like, there's some like hippie, what we would call hippies now, that are just,
hey,
like,
man, let's get
grounded.
High and touch my wiener, dude. Yeah. Like, whoa. Wow.
Earth gave us this psychedelic, bro. It's fucking nature.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm fucking native.
Yeah. I mean, because. But if you think about like native South Americans, right?
Yeah.
And if you think of just like native tribes anywhere,
yeah,
you know, like on these random islands where there's like native tribes that do like they're still native tribes, right?
Yeah.
So it's like thinking about them as a higher consciousness or one with the earth. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, though. Is there some lore to it? And there is. There absolutely is. Because, like, it's no different than anything else. Like, we people came over and wanted to go to battle with these people, right? Over land and other things. And, like, they were kind of this, like, group of people who were like, how are they fucking, how are they going against this bigger enemy? You know what I'm saying? Like, us, if you want to consider the enemy, there is no enemy, in my opinion, but they were like putting up a fight and no one understood. Like they were just riding horses or they were just out like in the fields and one with nature. And it's like, they're over here kicking ass too at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, they were viewed as fierce. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like all I'm saying is like, when you don't know anything about a culture, which I imagine that everybody that came over here didn't have a clue of what they were believing and doing what they were doing. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I think like, just high level overview, they were human beings.
They were human
beings.
And
human beings are territorial as fuck.
Dude, they killed so many other Native Americans. Like, that's the thing is, like, they weren't just like this peace thing is like a kind of a misunderstanding about it. Cause,
right.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. We all are that way, especially in that kind of a period of time. But
Weezer's wife, you know?
There you go.
She's territorial.
Very territorial.
They're pointing their gun at cops.
They would go kill and rape and murder whole tribes too, man, just to take their land. Like, it wasn't just like they were just all holding hands, singing Kumbaya, and then the old white man came in and fucking destroyed. Like, there was conflict, period, dude. That whole thing was chaos, dude. Everything was chaos.
Well, there always has been. Always will be.
Always will be. That's true. That's very true.
Like, you put two people in the same room, they're going to fight about something.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually, for sure, dude. Who got the most fur? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. I wish we could go back and just watch one angry fight between two people, like what it was about. Mm-hmm. Like, who got the rabbit? You know what I mean? Who got the good part of the rabbit?
Oh, back then.
I wanted the eyeballs.
Yes.
You got them last time.
Well, that is very Middle Eastern. Like, that's like, that's a red dot.
That was
Indian.
Like real Indian.
You took my goats.
Jesus Christ. Anyways.
Okay.
Anyways. Yeah. Fuck.
Interesting times, fellas. Interesting times.
If you would have said in the beginning, like, are we going to talk about Indian maps? I would have said no. Probably not. That's crazy.
No, hey.
Forgotten culture. Forgotten culture. You know what I'm saying?
It is interesting that, like, there isn't.
Whitewashed.
They're probably just destroyed in history. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know what's down in the Grand Canyon that they won't let us see.
Yeah, me too.
UFOs.
Let's go down there, Chris.
It's been told that there is Egyptian hieroglyphics down there.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go find out.
I don't know.
Eden, dude.
On the next show.
All right, great.
Everybody sign up to our Patreon. That's what we're going to be doing this Friday. We're going to fly over to the Grand Canyon, and we'll take a look. What's down there?
Happy Wednesday, folks. Glad we made it over that hump day. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost the weekend.
Almost the weekend.
Later.
Cheers to you all.